Blog Talk Radio.
Have you with us?
Thank you.
Wonderful. Say hello. Good morning and welcome.
Diana and Dwight.
Hi, Diana. Good morning.
Morning. Stacy in Anchorage, Alaska.
Good morning. I think that was Stacy from Alaska. Good morning, Stacy. And good morning to all of you. Well, we have a real treat this morning, because this morning we have some wonderful people who are going to share with you this morning. This wonderful couple are diamonds, and they are the diamonds from which came the phrase, from which came the leadership principle that Garrett and I often talk about, which is do as diamonds do. And the couple who is going to be sharing with you the message this morning is Freddie and Carolyn Minifield. And they are diamonds from Arizona. And not only are they diamonds, they actually have two diamonds who are already on their team. So they are fantastic leaders. They are putting on an event tonight that Garrett is flying into to be able to speak with the team tonight, all the leaders there in Arizona. And, you know, this couple just exemplifies the concept of, if you want something done and you want it done right, ask a busy person, because they just remove all excuses. Freddie and Carolyn Minifield have six children, and they are one of the busiest couples we know. In speaking with them and learning about what their life is like and what they actually create and bring into being through the things that they do and their accomplishments, you will be amazed, because they are just the epitome of being able to get so much done with so much going on in their lives, and they are such wonderful people. We are just blessed to be able to have them share a message with all of us this morning, especially with everything going on in their lives and for the event that is going on tonight in Arizona. And we're just really glad to be able to have them share a few minutes with us this morning and share a wonderful message. So, Freddie and Carolyn, are you on the line so everyone can hear you?
Yes, we're on the line. Can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine. So, Freddie and Carolyn, thank you very much, and take it away.
Thank you, Sylvia. Good morning, everybody. We're so excited to host the call this morning. What a privilege to start each and every day with each one of you. And you guys are truly our extended family. This is going to be a great call, because this is something that we all need. In order to win in life, we all need perseverance. Perseverance talks about persisting, pursuing something in spite of the obstacles or oppositions that come in our path. When I think about perseverance, I think about a scripture in Philippians that talks about pressing toward the mark for the prize. We have to press on. We have to push through every obstacle that presents itself. Why? Because the prize is so worth it. Your goals, your dreams, your family is so worth it. Success allows no excuses. Decide to live life excuse-free. Choose to honor your commitment to success. Choose to honor your commitment to the life that you dream of. Not excuses. You either have excuses or you have success. Nobody has both. You see, success and excuses are opposite. It's just like winning and losing. They're opposite. Faith and fear is opposite. Fear will hold you. Fear will keep you in bondage. Fear will grip you and stop you from pressing forward. Faith, on the other hand, releases you. Faith frees you up, and it allows you to let go and move forward towards your dreams and your goals. We've all heard the term, let go and let God. That's faith. What you persist in doing becomes easier. It's not that the task itself gets easier. You get stronger, and that's what persistence and perseverance does. It makes you stronger. Obstacles shouldn't stop you. They should prove to you and everybody around you how much you desire what's on the other side. You have the opportunity to choose the life of your dreams, and we have to persevere, all of us. We have to persevere. We have to press forward. We have to commit to success. Commit to only doing those income-producing opportunities, income-producing activities. and I'm talking about booking, doing, and following up from Bozzy Tasting. It's like T. Harv Eggert says, release any belief or any way of being that's not supportive to your wealth or not supportive to your success. He also says most people understand that we're creatures of habit, but what they don't realize is that there's actually two kinds of habits. They're doing habits and they're not doing habits. Everything that you're doing and everything that you're not doing right now, you're in the habit of not doing it. Perseverance can become a habit. Perseverance can become a habit that ushers you into a lifestyle of success. You have what it takes. You have what it takes to make it. You are equipped with greatness. It was Foster McLeland that says, trust yourself, create the kind of self that you will be happy to live with all of your life. Make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibilities into flames of achievement. Success is never one giant step. It's always a series of measurable goals that you track along the way. And all of us have the ability to do that. All of us have the ability to track our steps along the way. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, it talks about running the race. But it doesn't just talk about running the race that's set before us. It talks about running the race set before us with endurance. Thomas Edison said, many of life's failures are people who didn't realize how close they were to success when they gave up. You know, we recently moved, and we moved into a bigger, better home. And in order to make this happen, we had to really pull together as a family. We had to really, really persevere as a family. I mean, we had 72 hours to make it happen, or it wasn't going to happen. It was wild. I mean, we had to overcome obstacle after obstacle. We worked around the clock for 72 hours. I mean, we didn't know if we were coming or going. We lost track of time. We lost track of days. We just kept moving forward until the job was done. I mean, we were exhausted. And it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and me and my 11-year-old son, Josiah, were bringing the last load on the last day. And I looked in the back seat, and he was just singing and smiling. He was so excited. I mean, because he has a brand new room. He has his own room now. He was excited. And it was at that moment, I remembered that it was him that prayed that we got the house. And then I remembered the prize. That gave me the strength to keep pressing.
And Freddie is exactly right. I mean, here it is. We have it again. It's our choice to honor our commitments. It's our choice to persevere. You know, there's so many obstacles that are going to be in our ways. There's so many things that we have no control of. They are out of our control. But there's so many things that we can control. We can control who we share with. We can control our attitude as we're going about this business. And we can control what our action is. You know, Freddie and I, we really have learned to live with expectation. We've learned to live with the expectation of the possibilities that are available to us. You know, obstacles really do prove to me, and I think to Freddie, all of what I have inside of me to achieve all that I really want. Perfect example is doubt. You know, 2 years ago, 2007, when we were going to our first Dallas event, the same event that's going to be happening on August 21st, when we went to Dallas, we had expectations. We really didn't know what was going to happen. We really didn't know what we were expected to do. We really didn't know anything other than we believed in Accelerate. We believed in this opportunity that it was actually going to allow us to link up with the dreams that we already have planted in our hearts. So we did whatever it took to get there. We were 10K directors at that time. Didn't know what diamond meant, understood we wanted it, wanted to go to the trip. I personally wanted to go to the spa.
We really, really wanted to have another step in our business to be able to not only show others, but to show ourselves and to prove it out that this actual opportunity was going to work for us. So we went to Dallas. We sacrificed. We coordinated things with all of the kids. We made sure that their needs were met first so that we would be able to take this opportunity to the limit. And we went to Dallas. And not only did we go, but our team went. We went to Dallas with an excitement and an expectation that we were going to be able to take the tools, the resources, and rub it up against those other diamonds to help us get what it was that we wanted. And it worked. Soon thereafter, we came back from Dallas. The next following March, we were able to go diamond. Now, it wasn't just Freddie and I that went diamond. It was our entire team that went diamond. Because each and every person that's a part of your organization, or you being a part of an organization, you make the difference. But it was each and every one of us taking the opportunity and time to understand that what we had everything that we needed to be successful. So I encourage each and every one of you, if you're thinking about going to Dallas or Denver or whatever event that there's before you, go to that event. Go with a level of expectation of knowing that it is available for you. We are going again this August, and we're expecting that we'll be 100K. We'll be 250K. Whatever is available for us, we want it. And you actually have whatever it is that you want. It's all inside of you. It's a matter of you stepping out and living with that level of expectation. You know, when we talk about the different situations that are around us, you know, sometimes those situations, they don't change. Just because you're signed up and you actually went diamond doesn't mean that your situation automatically changed. But what does change is the way that you look at your situation, the way that you perceive your situation. Because I guarantee you that if you change the way that you look at how you're approaching your situation begins to change. You know, we don't know exactly how fast we're going to get to 100K, but we know we're getting there. We always know and believe what Doug McGuinn always tells us. You're just three people away from 250K. And I'm waiting for all those three people to manifest in big, large numbers so we can get there. But we hold on to the expectation. We persevere through any and every obstacle because we know that our perseverance empowers us so that we can overcome any opposition, any persecution, anything that takes us out of the right now and into where it is that we are going. You know, this opportunity has allowed us to believe in ourselves far above that we could ever even imagine. And we started not believing in ourselves because we thought that. We started believing in ourselves because we had a system to plug into and people that continue to encourage us, people that continue to tell us and show us it is just that simple. You have the same opportunity before you. You have an organization. You have someone that sponsored you. You have upline diamonds that are willing to sow into you and your business and your lifestyle. It's all up to you. You want to live with a level of expectation.
So today as you go out, keep your eyes on the prize. Keep pressing towards the mark. Make a difference in the lives of the people around you. We love each and every one of you. Have a God-filled, blessed day.
And we just want to thank Garrett and Sylvia for allowing us this opportunity just to share with you. I mean, they definitely make it easy to love them, to care about them, and they definitely make it easy so that we can do what diamonds do. You guys have a wonderful day.
Love you guys.
Well, thank you very much, Freddie and Tara Lynn. You have a fantastic day. What a powerful call. Thank you very much. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day, everybody, and we look forward to seeing you on the call tomorrow.
You know, it's
have a positive day. Great call.
You know, it is so sweet, Matt, when you hear people. We hear Garrett and Sylvia all the time, but to hear Freddie and Cheryl Lynn, you know, you can tell from their heart that they have overcome some of the obstacles, that they understand that fear can't hold them back. They're moving forward, and in just a year's time, their team has already grown to make them a diamond. And it's like, you know, it's just cool when you see that, because I know everybody coming into network marketing, and you and I've had these discussions lately, you know, you get into a company, you see things, you hear things, you get a little frightened, but if you know where you're going, you can make it through any doggone obstacle out there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's, you know, network marketing is a scary thing because it's an enterprise. Can you hear me okay, Troy?
Yeah, you're cool, man.
Okay, it's just I'm headed to the water park with my daughter. So I just want to make sure I'm driving. Okay, ladies, getting into network marketing is an enterprise, right? It's a scary venture, but if you know where you're going, you're following good coaches, good mentors, and good leadership, then you can go anywhere you want no matter where you get started. I mean, I've heard stories of people joining a company with 250,000 distributors becoming, you know, the number three money earner because they followed a plan, they followed leadership, they followed mentorship, and they took action. And I think taking action is really the biggest step in any endeavor you do.
You know, it really is. And, you know, any business that you're in, there are going to be obstacles. There's going to be challenges. You know, I lost a good friend, and really the industry lost a leader this weekend. Phil Longnecker of Cutting Edge Media was killed in a car wreck. And when I think back of when Phil got his business started, there was no such thing, Matt, as lead generation. The internet wasn't even around. He was doing print advertising at the time. And I mean, over and over through the last 15 to 18 years, I've watched Phil have to reinvent himself, overcome obstacles to become and to create the world's largest lead generation, really marketing and advertising agency for the network marketing industry. So people, anybody out there listening needs to understand, there is no free ride. There is no, you know, wave the Harry Potter wand and everything's going to be great. What you've got to do is you've got to tap in, like Matt just said, to leadership. You know, when Matt's having a problem with something, periodically he'll call me. If I'm having a frustration, I call him, or we call somebody else that's out there and say, hey, man, you're an expert at this. Tell me how you got through it. And, folks, that's what we've got to do. And when you do that, here's the fun part. When you actually have accomplished that, then you get to be on a morning radio show, driving down the road, taking your daughter to a water park because you're not tied to that 9-to-5 job that's out there. Now, Matt, is that not accurate?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's going to be a fun day today. I cannot wait. And my income's growing daily. It's perfect. I mean, that's why we build these networks. You know, absolutely.
You know, and that truly is the key, guys. You want to be able to build this. You know, we had Richard Brook, the MLM cowboy, on this last weekend on Aces Radio Live, and Richard made it very clear that there's a myth that is not a myth, that you can really build residual income in network marketing and it can sustain itself and change your family's life. And he shared that in his company, he's paying the granddaughter of a gal that started, really a couple that started in his business. They've passed away. Their kids took over the business. They've now passed away. And the granddaughter has inherited that business as a third-generation network marketer, taking that residual income that was built by her grandparents over 25 years ago. So if you just put, I mean, Matt, that's so cool when you think about it.
Well, I mean, these businesses, people, if you don't realize, most companies have a clause in their policies and procedures that it's willable and saleable. And I don't know why anybody would sell a residual paycheck. It took years to build, but it's there. But the willable part is just absolutely amazing. And, you know, starting living trust, and there's so much stuff to learn. When you get into network marketing, the personal development is a number one key. But I'll tell you, when you start learning about the home-based tax benefits of owning a home-based business, and you really take everything into account, what you learn by entering into the network marketing arena, it can be absolutely amazing.
Well, it really is, because as you get into it, you all of a sudden start to grow, you know, and you bring it up. You grow personally first, then you start getting a little bit of knowledge on business behind you. You start to talk to other people, and you realize, you know, the strategies to use to gain the best tax advantages, to gain the best estate planning, to where all of a sudden, you know, you've built yourself truly a business that goes beyond just your office or your garage. It literally will span decades and literally generations if it's done correctly. And I think that's the whole key, Matt. You get in with a team who knows what they're doing. You get in with your company and you understand what the mission is there, and you move yourself to a new level. The next thing you know, you've started to grow. You've started having people call you and are attracted to you saying, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to? And I've got some friends of mine that just launched a brand new network marketing company. And it's so funny because I've got guys coming out of the woodwork saying, Troy, is this legit? Are they going to make it? Is this going to happen? And it's like, I look at the leadership and I tell them, I say, look at the leadership of the company. Look at the money that they've put into it. Look at what their focus is. Look at what they're trying to change. You know, make sure you understand it all. And then you decide how legit something is. That's not my decision. That's yours. But I can tell you, these guys did their homework, Matt, and it's going to be a fun ride. I think right now is the greatest time in network marketing because we have so many companies out there that are getting started, getting launched. The industry's full of just vigor and excitement. And it's like every time I turn around, man, people are making money.
Well, you know, people have put these systems in place that make it very, very simple for people to turnkey, take action, and make money. Because if you get, I remember the days back years ago when people would get involved and they wouldn't make money because the system was too hard, it wasn't duplicatable, and then they drop out, and the attrition rate was atrocious. But these days, systems and the training that's available, anybody can get involved and succeed and make money right from the get-go. And I know the company that you and I work with, I mean, they just keep adding phenomenal bonuses, big money. It's amazing what they're doing. Troy, I'm just entering into the water park. It's probably going to get noisy.
Oh, that's cool, buddy. I just appreciate you hanging out there for a while with me.
Jamie, say hi to Troy.
Hi, Troy.
Hi, sweetie. Oh, you guys are going to have a blast, man. This is
going to
be fun.
On the Bluetooth. But, hey, listen, I wanted to call in this morning, say hello. Hope you had a great weekend. And I did get the email about Phil, and actually I should call down to I think it's Brian, my contact down there, and give my condolences to the company.
I would do that. You have a great day, Matt. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, Troy. Have a great
buddy.
Day. Tell Jim I said hello. Bye-bye.
You know, this is what's fun, truly what's fun, folks, when you look at the network marketing arena. You know, here's Matt calling in on his way out there to the water park. Here we are celebrating, Phil Longnecker's life at Cutting Edge Media. We're listening to Freddie and them as they share how the last year they've gone from a distributor to a diamond in their company, and it's during a down cycle. When you think about what Freddie and them have done, it was during what we call a recession. And yet here are people out there building their business. They've attracted other people that say, we're not going to buy into the recession. We're going to build it. You know, as we come down to the last 5 or 10 minutes of the show, I want everybody to think about this, man. Only God's got our days numbered. We need to go out there and do the best at what God put us here on this earth for. You know, you need to make sure that you love your family. Make sure that you're out there touching the lives of people that need to be touched. Because you just never know. It's a very short time period. You know, when everybody left work on Friday night over at Cutting Edge, nobody dreamed that over the weekend, their leader, the man that has literally changed the lives of, I would say, hundreds of thousands of network marketers, I mean, thousands of his own employees over the years I've seen go out on their own and build something great, and Phil has shared that wealth with them and shared his knowledge, and he never closed the door. You know, I know guys like Todd Falcone, who started out with me at ProStep and has become one of Cutting Edge's most popular trainers. You know, that's what it's about. And when you build the community like we have in network marketing, I know a lot of people say, well, Troy, there's like 15 million network marketers in the United States. And that's true, but about 85 to 90% of them are part-time. And the full-timers and the people that are really active, the ones that really focus on the business, it's a pretty tight-knit community. And that's why we protect what we have here. That's why we're so proud of the companies that we represent and the companies of other people. That's why Jimmy and I, when we do Aces Radio Live, we don't ping people on that are just in our companies. We bring in people like Richard Brook. We bring in people like Todd Falcone. We bring in people, like Shannon Dennison and people that are out there around. This week we've got Enrique Garibay over at MLM Leads of all companies, a man that has been friends with Phil and the guys at Cutting Edge for quite a few years himself, and a man that I call a close friend. We're business partners together. You know, we bring in because we want to share that wisdom and that knowledge, folks. We want you to understand you don't need to fear the obstacles. You don't need to worry about the obstacles. You know, any obstacle in your path can be moved. Sometimes it just takes a little kick and it moves out of the way. Sometimes it may take dynamite. Sometimes it may make you. You may be the obstacle, and you've got to go over that little road bump that's there. But whatever the key there is, whatever the obstacle, you can make it. Sometimes I hear people say, well, my spouse isn't supportive of me. Well, give your wife something to be supportive of. Give your husband something to be supportive of. You know, and I'm not trying to belittle anybody. I'm just saying, go out there and do something. Go out there and show them that there's money to be made. Go out there and take your kids and show your kids, hey, every time I make a sale, I'm going to put a few dollars in the piggy bank, and that's your part of the money because you guys have sacrificed. You know, Paige sacrificed for years before we started making money in network marketing. And there was a few years there where I sacrificed because her book sales hadn't been going, you know. But now, you know, all these years later, I look at what we've both sacrificed and the love that we have and the fact that we get to go down the beach all the time because we live here, first of all, but that we both work from home, that we homeschool our kids, and that our older boys are out there as entrepreneurs on their own. You realize when you look back that it's worth it. And if you've got your spiritual life right, you got your physical life right, you got your mental life right, you got your financial life right, you got your relationship side of your life right, then you can lay your head down at night. You can be proud. You can say, you know what, I made the right decision. You know what, this is exciting. I look at Paige. We were chatting over the weekend as we drove down the beach, and we were just praising the Lord for the beauty of what was going on and the fact that millions of people come here every summer and leave after a week or two, and we've been blessed to get to live here. But as we were chatting, she said, you know, I added up my book sales. And I said, well, I'm proud of that, honey. What'd you do? And in 10 years, she sold 17 books. And I look at that and I think, man, 17 published books. It's literally, so I don't know how many copies have been sold now through the bookstores. And I think back a few years ago, been about, I don't know, 11 or 12 years ago, where she said, I'm just not going to do this anymore. She'd gotten a rejection letter. She said, I'm done. I don't want to put up with this. And you know, had she taken that obstacle, that rejection letter, and she'd have let that be her end all, she would not be celebrating having four or five of her books now that have gone bestseller, being voted best author of the year, having her books nominated for best art and best covers and stuff like that. You know, you can't ever let that fear, like Freddie said, hold you back. Don't let the rejection hold you back. You know, don't let anything hold you back from your dreams. There's one thing I know about Phil Longnecker. He went out living a life where he had a baby girl, his daughter, that he just cared the world about. He had employees that loved him to death. He had business partners that adored him. And in the end, he lived a life that he was happy with. He lived a life that he knew he was fulfilling a mission in life. So, folks, as we close out the call, I want you to think about that. You hear me all the time say that Jim is living a life that he loves. He's training pilots to fly helicopters to protect us that live here. You know, he enjoys that. He's with me on the radio. That's his passion. That's his love. You know, that's the key. Do what you love. Love what you do. And when you do that, and when you really focus in on that, you will find that your whole outlook in life will change. The negative days become positive. You start realizing the people around you are worth loving. And you know, the fun thing is, those people that are dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies, all of a sudden, they start to disappear from your life because they don't want to be a part of somebody that's positive. They don't want to be a part of somebody that says, I'm not going to deal with the status quo. They don't want to deal with people who think outside the box and change their life. All in all, it's the person that's in the middle of the field, getting bumped up, getting grass stains on their clothes, getting mud on their face. They're the winners, not the ones that never get in the arena, not the ones that are not willing to put skin in the game. So today I want you to go out there and I want you to thank God for all the blessings that he's given you, large or small. I want you to take one action step at making your business move in the direction that you want. I want you to realize that you can email Jim and I if you've got a question on a company. If you're looking for a company, we'll be more than happy to share some of the good companies that are out there. We're not in them. We're only in one. So, you know, you can chat with us and we'll share with you what's going on. But in the end, follow your heart. If you follow your heart in business, just like you did in your relationship, the sky's the limit on where you will go. And I'm telling you to change your life forever. So remember, tomorrow morning, radio for your mind. Live life like it's an epic adventure. Never give up. And we'll see you at the top. Have a fantastic day.